I didn't wait for a reply. Like a dog with its tail tucked, I scampered away as quickly as I could without making it obvious. I needed to get the hell out of there. My palms were sweaty. I lay parts fully awake. And if I didn't leave, I might just jump Mathis right there in the old lady's garden. Wouldn't that be a spectacle? I had just opened the door to my truck when a big, tanned hand grabbed hold of my arm and pulled me around. "Callie, why are you rushing off like you never wanted to see me again?" His words were cut off when I lost my balance from the momentum of him pulling me around and I crashed up against his chest, our bodies coming into full contact with one another. My breath whooshed out of my chest from the impact. My breasts tingled where they were crushed against the rigidness of his upper body. My mouth went dry. And I looked up to find Mathis staring at me with a look of animal hunger that nearly undid me. Why was my reaction to him so strong? Why did my body betray me so much where he was concerned? The next thing I knew, Mathis was staring at my lips in a sensual way. And then he lowered his head, taking my lips in a reckless kiss that made my legs weak. Our lips locked, our tongues mingled, and his teeth grazed my bottom lip as his hands slid up my sides, flickering over the sides of my breasts until I heard a moan escape me.